Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for April 24th, 2019. In today's news, a proposed residential tower in Singapore will feature hanging gardens. Two new high-rises are planned for Melbourne's hot office real estate market. A Netherlands project will emphasize community. And a 37-story residential skyscraper will be Portuguese architect Alvaro Siza's first New York City project.
Heatherwork Studios design for the proposed Eden residential tower in Singapore's Orchard Road neighborhood drew its inspiration from the first Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew's vision of a city in a garden, the Council of Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat reports, citing Architects Journal. Each of Eden's 20 luxury residences will have its own generous garden balcony, which architect Thomas Heatherwick said would recreate the verdant backyard access once ubiquitous across homes here. The facade of the approximately 31-story building is being constructed of concrete walls displaying an abstract map of Singapore's terrain. Developed by Swire Properties, Eden is expected to be completed by the end of this year.
Developer Charter Hall aims to address high demand for office space in Melbourne, Australia, with a pair of 35 and 32-story towers designed by tech architecture specialist Gensler, Commercial Real Estate reports. Located at 555 Collins Street, the first taller tower is expected to have a builder by October and be complete by 2022. Construction on the adjacent tower is expected to start once an existing lease expires in 2022. The glassy structures have been designed to be connected by walkways. Gensler's London office, which is working with local firm Cox, says the development will appeal to a range of tenants, not just tech companies. The Melbourne market for office space is experiencing record low vacancy rates.
A pair of 150 and 180-meter-tall towers atop a 7-story plinth housing residences, offices, and communal facilities were designed by Mekanu to emphasize community in The Hague, Netherlands, 88 Design Box, among other news outlets, is reporting. Called The Grace, the project is strategically located to encourage inner-city densification in the Central Innovation District, bounded by 3 train stations. Developed by Movement Real Estate and the Van Dersen Group, with consultants including Arup, the facility features a raised-roof garden, a restaurant, and arcades that provide protection from the elements. Leaders project the city's population will grow from 525,000 to more than 625,000 over the next 20 years.
New York MB reports that renderings and a teaser website have been released for 611 West 56th Street, also known as 823 11th Avenue, a 37-story, 450-foot-tall residential tower that is Portuguese architect Alvaro Siza's first project in New York City. Renderings of the tower on the western edge of the Hell's Kitchen neighborhood show the changing colors of the limestone facade at sunset. Views for the 80 condominiums will include the Hudson River, the skyscrapers along Billionaires Row, Hudson Yards, and the Empire State Building. Interiors are being designed by Gabellini Shepherd Associates, and sales are set to start this fall. A completion date has not been announced. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.